an interview with Otto Natzler on Monday, July 7th at Mr. Natzler's home in Los Angeles. The interviewer is Ruth Bowman.
I thought we'd begin by talking about your beginnings.
Well, obviously I was born. I was born on the 31st of January, 1908, in Vienna, Austria. I can't tell you the exact time. The only witness to that is a witness who wasn't present, which was my sister, who timed it between 2 and 4 in the afternoon. Mainly because she was at school at that time, and before, when she went to school, I wasn't there, and after she came back, I was, so it must have been during that time.
You were the you were the second child?
I was the last one. I was the, actually, fifth.
Were you the first boy?
No, I was the fourth boy, yes.
So there's only one girl in your family?
Yes.
And your parents?
My parents lived in Vienna at the time. My father was a dentist, practicing, and my mother, housewife, interested in all sorts of other things, but not creatively producing anything. And I grew up in Vienna. And when I was 6 years old, World War I started. And it had some effect on me, considerable effect, in as much as my oldest brother, who was studying medicine at the time, he was 12 years older than I, was volunteering for the Austrian army. And the Austrian army, what it was, didn't treat him too well, and he contracted typhoid fever and died in 1916 when I was 8 years old. And that was really the first time that something hit me. And I saw my father cry. That was, to me, a very, very how shall I say it? Very traumatic experience. And of course, during the war, Vienna was a very, very somber city. There was not enough food for people to eat. Everything was rationed, including bread. Fuel was rationed and not available. Houses were cold. And everything was very dismal. Fortunately, I had relatives in the country, which is now Czechoslovakia. At that time, it still belonged to us, to the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. And it was an uncle of mine. He was married to my mother's sister. And he had a farm in a place which was called Kleinschützen, or Male Levare later on. And as children, and especially during the war, we would be sent there during vacation time, Christmas vacation, Easter vacation, and of course summer vacations, which lasted 2 months. It was just a short train ride from Vienna, maybe an hour